Hey, it's Nick from 50 Campfires, and this is the Daily Outdoor that we recorded on February 22nd, 2018. Clint came across something a little bit strange, the opportunity to spend a night on Friday the 13th at Camp Crystal Lake. I couldn't believe it was a real thing, but turns out people are bidding on it. Also, we check out the new glare-ups and beneath underwear. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone.
Is there people on the other side of that?
There's a few of them.
Do you know for sure? Can you prove that to me?
I bet you there's going to be popping in real soon.
This looks like a black lens to me. I don't even know if it's
Happy
true.
Thursday, everybody. It is Nick from 50 Campfires.
And Clint from 50 Campfires. Who knows?
I thought you were maybe talking about cameraman Jeff's eyes. His
black, soulless eyes.
Yes.
No, that's not true at all. Camera Jeff is the nicest guy in the world.
That's true. He is. He's a pretty nice guy.
Do you guys, who knows what Crystal Lake is? Movie reference.
I have a t-shirt that says Camp Crystal Lake.
Do you really?
I almost wore it today.
Mm.
I don't want to
Grandpa
ruin.
Grandpa Terry, movie reference, Crystal Lake. I'll give you a clue. Bad things happened at Crystal Lake.
What's the? No, it's.
That's what it was. Cameron Jeff was doing the sounds earlier. Yeah. Super early on.
So
in
Crystal
the movie
Lake
effects.
was Jason.
Crystal. Oh, Eric got it.
Friday the 13th.
Eric William nails it. Good job, Eric.
So it's Friday the 13th, and I have a shirt that's actually Jason paddling a canoe,
okay,
with a machete in one hand, and it says, "Come camp at Crystal Lake."
You should. That's awesome. You should put a big poster of that on Henry's wall. I think that would be awesome and appropriate.
It would be awesome. Look at how many people are getting it now.
Ronald's Everyone knows it. Dusty Hunt knows it. Man.
Grace wants to know why not. Count me in.
All right. So since you guys know this, you guys know that the very first Friday the 13th was filmed at Camp Crystal Lake.
You know what I can't believe after we went back and like you started talking about this? I can't believe that they actually made Friday the 13th about a place that's real, that people actually sent their kids.
Yeah, it's a Boy Scout camp.
Like, that seems like something that they would not do.
It does seem a little bit.
That they would not do today, right? Like,
yeah. Mom, do I have camp this weekend? No, actually, they called us, and it's closed because they're going to film a murder film there. Like, tons of blood.
And then,
they're going to do their best to get it all cleaned up, but there'll probably be some left.
But think about like the folklore that already exists around Boy Scout camps and camps. Like,
right.
Don't go over to the North Shore because that's where old man, blah, blah, blah. Well, now you're actually camping at a place that doesn't just have folklore, but actually has video to back it up.
Yeah. Like, now you're making me think of the scary tales we told when I was a kid. Isn't there something about a golden finger?
Julie thinks it would be fun. Grandpa Terry said he'd go for this. Katie,
what
happens at camp stays at camp?
Especially if Jason cuts your arm off. Your arm's staying there. Here's why we're talking about this, all y'all. Camp Crystal Lake is for the first time ever. They are allowing people to come in and stay the night.
Where is it? Do you know what
in
what,
northwestern New Jersey?
Okay.
Yeah. Northwestern New Jersey. And you can sign up to it's an auction. So you can go to this link that we're going to post.
I just posted it.
And you can sign up to enter the auction. And the rules are on their website for how to do it.
So Jaded Outdoor Bill says that they probably tripled their prices for next summer. Had a waiting list a mile long just by this little stunt he thinks.
If the market bears it. That's capitalism, y'all. They can charge whatever they want.
Chris thinks it's in Ohio.
You've
got Northwestern New Jersey in your notes.
Yeah, I do.
Chris is always the guy that knows locations, though. He knew where L.L. Bean was the other day.
I hope to God someone dresses like Jason and scares the hell out of them. Eric, I do, too. I think that would be awesome. So when I read through the thing on the website, it doesn't sound like they're going to terrorize the guests throughout the night, which makes me not want to go.
You and I talked about a place like this last Halloween. You paid to go there and you stay in your tent, and over the course of the night, there was
you would get
missions.
Drug out of your tent.
That's not what this is. This
no,
is
that's
just
not
for
this.
Like Yeah. Friday the 13th.
So pull up the picture of Jason there, and I got a couple of the pics.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, let's check it out.
So that guy's going to be at camp?
That guy's not going to be at camp.
Okay, that's good.
Or what if that's what happens? We find out that Jason Voorhees really is real, and he kills everybody that goes to this. Would that be crazy?
Moving on.
Next picture. Yeah, it is in New Jersey. So that is those are the old antique army cots that you'd be sleeping on.
Can I show this? I'm going to show that big.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you sleep on antique army cots.
Yeah, which have been there forever. And you guys, there's a special guest.
Who's this?
That would be Adrienne King.
Who's Adrienne King?
She is the woman who is the star of the first Friday the 13th movie. She will be there. So if you're...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This sounds like a party waiting to happen.
I'm telling you, it's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
If you're a big fan of Friday the 13th, you could ask her questions, hang out with her. I mean, that would be super cool.
So you get to go to a legendary location that's been scaring kids for decades.
Yeah, we do outdoor, Bill.
With a movie star.
Yeah.
And sleep on army cots.
In the cabin.
And this is open to bidding right now?
Where it was filmed, and it's an auction. Yeah.
What would you pay for that?
What would I pay to sleep in the cabins where they filmed Friday the 13th overnight?
Yeah. Yeah, what would you pay? What's it worth to you? What would you pay? I want to know what...
That's the question.
Right. Like, what is this something that people actually want to do?
How many dollar bills, y'all?
What is this worth to you?
Let me take a stab at this. What would I pay?
Eric thinks she has to be like 92.
You said take a stab.
That wasn't intentional. Man, that would have been awful if it was intentional. I would have had to use different inflection to make certain that you knew that was a joke. I was preparing. I would pay... Oh, there's no way my wife would do it. I'd have to find someone else to go.
That'd be even better if you had to take your wife with. She'd wear a GoPro camera.
I'd pay $300 to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
For a night at Camp Crystal Lake?
Yeah, I think it would be an interesting experience. I think
you and Doreen.
Doreen and I.
Also would pay $300. You guys
That's
have
awesome.
the same value system.
That's great. Doreen's going to pay $300.
No.
I would, Camera Jeff, what are you paying? Yeah, I think it's worth that. I mean, pretty cool to talk, you know, get some pictures with Adrienne from the first film.
How many people are going?
Oh,
is it just you or is it like a whole posse?
No, it's limited to like 10 or something. What are you paying?
Well, I'd pay more if it was just like...
Are you into horror films?
I hate horror films.
Really?
I don't like being scared.
What's your first... I was just really tempted to try and scare you.
I know you were.
I was preparing myself for it. You were see you breathe.
I'm bracing for
the I was going to like as loud as I could.
Eric would also pay about
$300. What's your favorite horror film? That's a question I want to know.
No, what's your favorite horror film?
What's your favorite horror film?
I don't have a favorite
horror
film.
That's a good question. Really?
I like action films. I hate horror films.
My favorite is probably...
Oh, I know. The Star Wars with Jar Jar Binks in it.
that is Jar Jar Binks' scary character.
Yeah.
Mine's probably The Descent. The Descent is a caveman movie with a group of... women friends that get back together and things get nuts underground. Mm. Great film. Scary as hell.
Okay.
Eric would pay. Yeah, it seems like we got the $300 thing going here. People seem like they would pay $300, like it would be worth that.
That seems about right.
Seems about right.
All right, so Camp Crystal Lake, if you're interested in it, I posted a link down below.
And of course, you are staying there in April on Friday the 13th.
Oh, well then it's worth way more. I'm up to $500.
You're
now.
Up to $500 yes. Because it's on the...
Yep.
What if you get to go home?
It came from the sky, old one from the 50s.
It's his favorite horror movie.
Oh!
They Came from the Sky.
They Came from the Sky. Do you know that one, Camera Jeff?
Ooh, I like The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yeah, Eric, The Descent. The Descent is crazy.
Oh,
ooh, Mary Moser.
Halloween. What's the noise? Is that pianist? I can't even do the sound, but
that piano track from Halloween is terrifying.
Yeah, the director did that.
Oh,
Chris didn't like the movie yet, just so you know.
I haven't seen it. Did you see it?
No, I don't like horror movies.
You don't want to see a clown nibbling on an 8-year-old's arm?
No.
Huh, weird.
No, that's
weird.
Not my vibe, man. Not my vibe. All right, let's move on.
Did you see it, Jeff? Oh, man.
All right, so what I can tell you is that last year,
last year.
We gave
2017.
We gave a company called My Package Gear of the Year.
If you guys can hear that compressor, I apologize. Some work is being done next door. Sorry.
If you are familiar with us, you know that we are not shying away from talking about underwear at times.
No.
And My Package is one of our favorite pairs because of the way that everything sits nicely inside of it.
I'd wear just underwear to work 2-3 days a week.
Oh, gosh, that got weird.
So comfy. It's great.
Well, no, the first time you did it, it was like, ooh.
I never see anybody because they kind of stay away, which is great.
Sandy.
It feels like the office is my own space.
But My Package is going through a, My Package is going through a rebranding, and My Package is now a company called Beneath.
Beneath.
And they spell it in the traditional way.
Oh. I love this company, but we all know this is one of my pet peeves.
BN3TH is how you spell it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to unpackage these for you guys right here live on the show because they're brand new in the package. They came in the mail today.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like it's like pennies from heaven.
I would also pay $300 for you not to model them.
Deal. Wait a minute. You're going to pay me $300 not to wear them? You got it. All right, so I'm going to pop these open.
It's absolutely fantastic brand. I think probably...
It's the unpackaging live on the Daily Outdoor.
Who
Bill wants to know what the pattern is. I don't
know. It does look pretty cool. Some people watching may have won a pair.
Oh, yeah. We gave away
quite a few. So how 30 pairs, something like that.
Whoa, they're like...
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm into that.
Wow, the aliens and
pretty rad.
Aliens and spaceships and angry planets.
They sent you the more of the like biking short style. I like them a little bit shorter than that.
Oh, do you?
On the leg, yeah.
Yeah, see, these are the ones I would wear to work.
Really? Right
like,
on.
Just wear these with these.
Sure. And then you're just those and these, but nothing else. And your mug. And
this is the whole key to Beneath is this whole My Package keyhole technology.
Keyhole technology.
Correct.
I'm telling you guys, that's the only thing that I wear right now. I got rid of every other pair of underwear I have.
It's absolutely true.
And the keyhole, like it's like a, it's the best way to describe it is like
Grandpa Terry thinks they glow in the dark.
Best way to describe it, it's like a pouch.
You'll never find out, Grandpa Terry. You'll
and
never
it,
see me.
It keeps your business from touching your legs or anything else.
Sandy says her grandson would love them.
Ridiculously comfortable.
They're great to hike in. They are great to for everyday wear. They did not pay us to say that.
No, they did not.
You
can't go back to regular underwear.
No, it's impossible.
No, you try a regular pair after wearing Beneath, and you feel like a Paleolithic man.
Can I have your permission to share one more product that I got in the mail?
I think you should share 10 more products.
Well, you know, I don't want to make everyone kind of mad.
I think everyone's into it.
Everyone kind of is into it. You're right. So one of my favorite pairs of slippers, and I have not taken them camping yet. I can't lie. But I think that if I was going camping somewhere dry, or if I was in an RV, these would be kick butt. These are called Glare Ups. And I'm in love with them. It's felted wool. It is not merino wool. It's a special kind of wool called, what's it called?
What do you mean it's a special kind of wool? Is it imbued with any special magical characteristics?
I'm talking about the sheep that it comes from.
This wool glows blue if orcs are within 100 yards.
It comes from...
It's pretty helpful.
Gotland sheep.
Ah!
The Gotland sheep.
The Gotland?
These have a rubber
Gotland
bottom
sheep.
On them. I wear these outside to get the mail or whatever, but...
Yeah.
These are... They look like kind of like clogs. I don't know what the style
is. Look how thick that wool is, though. So we each have a pair of these. Uh-huh. I have a pair that goes up a little bit higher.
Yep. You get the booty.
I got the booty style.
This is more my style, I think.
Yeah. And it, oh man, I will just go ahead and say that they're the best slippers I've ever owned. And I have a pair. I also have a pair of Steger Muckluck elk leather slippers.
So Lisa wears
they're better than those.
Uggs when she's camping, which is fine, which a lot of ladies like to wear Uggs. I've never worn a pair of Uggs.
I have not either.
But I would say that something about this wool and the way that it shapes to your foot and kind of, I don't know, I love it.
You've never even put an Ugg on your foot.
Is the material like the liners from the old Sorel boots? I would say yes.
Yes.
It's a thick felted
Absolutely.
Wool. Absolutely. Yeah.
Whole thing inside out is just like that.
Yeah. Really nice.
Yeah, so and anybody who's had Sorels knows that it was just, it's fun to just pull those liners out and wear the liners around the house.
Right.
Because they're like super nice felted slippers.
So they're called Glare Ups. I posted a link down below in the comments. You should check them out. They're
And these
they're
go cool. for about $100, right?
Yeah, it's $100, a little bit more.
Something like that.
In that range. So they're not, it's not a cheap investment, but I mean, how many times have you heard about guys that just swamp out slippers?
I would, oh yeah, Ugh. Totally. I would, and well, the other thing that's nice about these is that wool is naturally antibacterial, antimicrobial. Oh.
So Jana is also a big fan of Uggs, and she's also thanking me personally, I'd like to believe, for the recommendation on Bogs boots.
Oh.
Bogs are my go-to. I was telling my wife actually last week, and we were out ice fishing.
Yeah.
I have a pair of Bogs boots that are rated down to like 70 below zero. And they're not heavy and they're not thick. Mm-hmm. It's all done through rubber and kind of insulation.
Yeah, they're great.
And
it's a great boot.
My feet never get cold anymore when I'm out in snow. And I've got the ones that go almost all the way up to your knee. And
it took me a while to warm up the idea of rubber boots for winter use. Because I grew up wearing the big, cheap green rubber boots in the spring when you're slopping around in the mud. And I was like, I can't wear rubber boots when it's like 10 out.
No, it's going to be too cold.
Yeah, no, but they're super warm. Yes. They're absolutely fantastic.
Totally agree. So that's what I've got for you. Do you have anything else that you'd like to mention?
I could plug these all day. Like, seriously, the pair I have at home. If you guys got a pair of Glare Ups and you didn't chime in and were like, you know what, got a pair, best thing I've ever had on my foot, that's not going to happen. There's lanolin in wool. That's why it's antimicrobial.
Yeah. That's nice. So I'll wear these and you can smell them. We'll make a video about it. Jason, how do they smell? Like lanolin?
Smells like a sheep taking a nap in the sun right now. Not too bad.
Not a thing. And if it is, I want to know how you know what that smells like. All right. Well, I hope you guys are having a wonderful Thursday wherever you are.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm going out with Little Hardwater.
What?
Yeah,
what's
so
that?
So we are actually going to film a point of view documentary piece this weekend. My 8-year-old son ice fishing, and the effort that he has to go through as a kid to convince me. I like ice fishing, but when it's like 10 degrees out, to convince me to drive to town to get bait, to convince me to pull the ice house onto the lake, to convince me.
And it's gonna be from his point of view.
It's gonna be from his point of view. So we're gonna do kind of this little diary style piece. And so that's what we're going to do this weekend.
I hope you're going to put some GoPros so we can get, because you and I were talking about this, how kids are just weird and kids do weird stuff when no one's around.
Yeah. So we get a GoPro on him when he's by himself.
That would be great.
I'm not sure I'd want to watch that. But yeah, we're calling the piece Little Hardwater.
That's super cool. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
He's a little dude. He loves being outside. He's serious about
it. He's a cool little bro.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's our plan.
I'm looking forward
to
seeing that.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't have anything planned at all this weekend. We're going to go to the Walker Art Museum tonight and check out the outdoor sculpture garden. They have a couple events going on there.
Bring yourself a thermos full of...
Bring a thermos that has something that's for people who are 21 and older in it, probably. But sometimes the best weekends are the ones we don't have anything planned. Get up on Sunday.
Outdoor Bill, I'm not into your commentary.
Go walk around outside.
He thinks I'll be able to shoot some beautiful snowstorm scenes this weekend.
Oh, is that what's coming your way?
No.
Huh. I think Outdoor Bill knows something you don't.
Yeah, Outdoor Bill. Oh, all right. Look at me. I watch the weather. Ooh.
That is about all we have for this Thursday of the Daily Outdoor. We will be back. When are we going to be back, dude?
Tuesday, man.
Tuesday again.
Regularly scheduled
programming. Regularly scheduled programming from Studio A.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. It's Nick from 50 Campfires.
Clint from 50 Campfires.
And we will see you guys soon.
So even after talking about it, I'm still not sure that I could handle spending a night at Camp Crystal Lake. It just has, probably from my childhood, too many negative memories. If you're looking for more tips, tricks, gear reviews, recipes, and more, visit us at 50campfires.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Outdoor Podcast. We'll see you next time.